This week on the River Morning Show weekly podcast.
Anything you would use in the kitchen shouldn't be stored in the bathroom.
Well, sure.
And I don't know why you would do that. Why would you be like, I need a spatula. It's right next to the toilet.
No!
Thanks for pressing play on the River Morning Show weekly podcast. Merry Christmas. The time of the recording is the weekend before Christmas. Monday is Christmas Day. You're going to be going places. A lot of chaos is about to ensue, or has ensued, or just finished ensuing.
There's a lawsuit. There's
a lot.
So Chad says he's having a chaotic Christmas.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I need a nap.
Sounds like a Hallmark movie.
Yes.
Even a chaotic Christmas.
Before it starts, I need a nap. What's your what's number one on your Christmas wish list? Just the top thing. You're just like, I want that right now.
I'm gonna get some jeans that fit me because I lost weight this year.
That's a great one.
And I'm tired of wearing MC Hammer pants.
I asked for a treadmill,
mm-hmm.
a thin one that goes under the couch.
You were looking so for I can one hide of those from it. On Black Friday. Yeah. And I'm assuming you didn't get it on Black Friday.
No.
Okay.
So it's on the Christmas list, and I want it to slide under the couch so I have quick access to it, or I can deny that I ever had one.
Mm-hmm. Just walking around near your house.
Nicely done, either way.
In mm-hmm. one spot.
Mm-hmm. Win-win.
How about you?
I'm going to actually ask for, I'm going to put this at the top of my list because I'm going to let myself go. I'm going to ask for Josh's old pants. There's a really good chance you didn't know, but there's also a really good chance that you're cleaning wrong.
Wait, what?
Your house isn't as clean as you think it is because you're not doing it right. Now, I'm not blaming. I'm not pointing fingers.
You actually are doing just that.
I'm saying, I'm explaining why the professionals have said that if you do this one thing, you're not cleaning correctly.
Okay.
Well, you're actually cleaning correctly. I'll just spill the beans. If you vacuum first, your house is the cleanest.
If you vacuum first?
Yes.
What?
Yes. So if you vacuum your house first, you will have the cleanest house.
I never do that.
No.
Hannah never, you never vacuum first?
No.
Okay, quick question. What's the state of your house? Okay. Points were made that day. But vacuuming first, according to these people, they say you have to vacuum first in order to have the cleanest house.
But like, okay, so in our house, like we have a lot of kids, three teenage boys, sure. and there are crumbs everywhere because they're eating all the time. We wipe off surfaces because stuff will go on the floor. Then we vacuum.
Right. Yeah.
So we've cleaned two surfaces.
And you have to walk around the house as you're cleaning. So if I already vacuumed, I'm putting shoe marks or feet marks in my vacuum.
And if you've got a dust or something, you want to dust first.
You're making some very good points, but I'm going to defer to the professionals here. Vacuum first to have the cleanest house.
Wrong. I'm sorry. I don't think so.
Okay.
It's completely off.
I don't want to fight with you, but
yes,
maybe.
You do. Yeah, I can see it in your eyes.
We'll take this off.
Bring it on, man.
Do you clean wrong? In order for you to have the best life possible, it's important to be able to admit when you're doing something wrong.
Mm.
Oh, is this Chad's confession session?
And no,
I'm ready for this.
All right, what did you do? What you? I'm just saying you have to be able to admit when you're doing something wrong and embrace the right way. Professionals say if you want to clean your home the right way, you have to start with vacuuming.
That's absurd.
No way.
I know.
So many problems with that.
I know, but I'm not the professional and or a scientist. I'm just a guy on the radio.
Why did you like stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night?
I did. I feel very confident after I...
Fine.
614-479-1049. Are you cleaning wrong, Debbie?
Well, according to what you're saying, I do, but I actually worked as a professional cleaning lady for about 17 years.
Okay. So you've seen a thing or two.
You're actually supposed to clean from top to bottom. So let's go with your idea that you're going to vacuum first, mm-hmm. and then are you going to go around with a duster and knock the cobwebs out of the corners onto your freshly vacuumed carpet
mm-hmm.
and dust the tables and knock the dust onto your freshly vacuumed carpet?
Points are
you
being
work
made
top here. To bottom.
Okay, Molly, can I call you Molly? Molly made. I'm kidding.
They were actually a company. I don't know if they're still around.
Right. I know.
So here's the fun part. The article suggests that vacuuming first and last is actually
Come on!
You can do it
the
twice?
Step. Cleaning for optimal results.
Yeah, well, who has time for
exactly.
that?
Exactly. You're making some very good point.
When you work for a cleaning service, you want to hit the area one time.
Yes.
You're not going to vacuum, go clean, and then come back and vacuum again. No, nobody's going to do that.
Now, I'm throwing absolutely a flag on this anyway. Five-yard penalty. You stopped in the middle of a sentence and didn't tell us.
Whoever this is not your expert.
Well, it's Chad, so you nailed that.
I didn't make it up. I'm just sharing it, man. Don't shoot the messenger.
No good. You have to go back and resend all of that.
It's a River Family Christmas with Josh, Chad, and Hannah.
Josh.
Hello, tongue-tied.
You want to try again?
Yeah.
Three, it's a row. Two, one, and go.
It's but this a time, River oh my Family word. Christmas with Josh, Chad, and
with
Hannah.
More Christmas spirit, please.
All right. Christmas time is coming. What do you got to have in order for it to be Christmas?
Christmas cake?
I don't know.
What?
I'm trying to normalize Christmas cake.
Obviously, if this is what you traditionally do, your family around the tree with gifts and those kinds of things. But like, I'm talking about something that's a little off the beaten path, maybe just you, that unless you do or have this thing, you really, like, the holiday doesn't count. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
614-479-1049.
A pickle? The Christmas pickle?
Oh, the one on the tree. It's like, you can have those anytime. It's Christmas all year long for Hannah.
It's not Christmas at our house unless there is a heated competition of who can find the Christmas pickle.
What do you win if you do find them?
You just get to open the first present.
So you get to do something you would have done anyway?
We are incredibly competitive people, so there is pride in it as well.
Okay. Which is nice. At our family's get together with my mom and dad, my brother and all his kids and everybody, we have what we call the right family game.
Okay.
It was started by my grandparents. Each person, we sit in a circle, all the kids, and now the adults with the kids. Like, my parents are the ones off to the side. And each person gets a little wrapped gift box.
Uh-huh.
And mom reads a poem. It goes something like this. And for every time you say right, left, or across, you pass your gift.
Oh.
So it's like, it's a right nice day to have all the family together. So you pass your gift to the right, and it goes around the circle. Every seat filled, no one left behind. So you pass your gift left again. Across the way, you see your loved ones and you chuck the gift at the person that's across from you.
Is it a coffee mug?
It's a ton of fun for spending like 5 minutes heaving these little gift boxes at each other. And you could win $20.
Is it like a white elephant where everyone's supposed to bring it? Or
no, my parents do it.
They pony up the cash.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so there are cash. There's like, you can win like candy. They'll put like a paper, like you won this. One year, we got like some bath soap.
Okay.
How do you?
Did you smell like a girl? I didn't use it.
How do you get invited to this?
Yeah, what time do you normally?
When is this going on?
Is it invite
Listen,
only?
It's
or is
only
it?
$20, and right now I have like a 1 in 12 chance. It's not a high chance. I'm not adding people.
Underground event, okay? Fast and the Furious, love it.
I don't know why they call it X. Mm. He's got some kind of obsession Elon Musk does with X. I still prefer to call them tweets of the week.
Ah, yes.
Affectionately known as tweets.
This is from David. What if perhaps I just jingled some of the way?
Yeah! Like, we got other stuff going on.
All right. I mean, my calendar is full.
Yeah, and it's a little annoying, if we're honest.
It's from Jennifer, tweets of the week. Boys make like 3 friends at the age of 15 and decide, yep, that's enough socializing forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All of the guys in my wedding were from high school.
Yes.
Absolutely from high school.
Did you get married in high school?
I did not.
Okay, I was going to say that would.
I got married after college.
Wow.
The only person from college I still talk to is my wife.
That's good.
That's it.
That's a win.
From Helen, tweets of the week. I wish they sold off-brand cars. Like, I'd immediately get me a Honda.
A Honda?
Wouldn't you?
Yes, a great value car.
There are a couple brands that I could say are that.
Well,
I'll keep that to myself.
Thank you.
A Toyota.
Toyota. All right. Chevrolet. Oh, wait, that's how they spell it.
A anyway, fraud.
Michelle, tweets of the week. if We the Kingdom made a sequel or two to their song Holy Water, I mean, it would be amazing to have Holy Guacamole actually mean something.
Yes! Here for it.
It's an absolute bop. Tweets of the week. Last one from Dan. Everyone knows pressing the key fob once locks the car, but only a few of us know pressing it 8 or 9 times super locks it.
Oh, yes. Safe and secure. After a long day, you're so excited to go crash on the couch and throw on a TV show.
You can't talk about that when we can't do it.
I know.
It sounds amazing.
It's for later, but then when you go sink into the sofa and scroll through the overwhelming amount of options.
Amazon Prime.
Your mind starts to wander. Your thoughts start to drift. And all of a sudden, you're just thinking. I don't know who needs to hear this, but living your life to the fullest does not have to include hiking.
No. No, it does not. Donuts are an option as well.
Just thinking. Is Boba Fett's full name Robert Fettuccini?
Better be. Can I see your license and registration, please?
That changes the trilogy so much.
It makes it palatable.
Just thinking. Meetings should have a button you can secretly press. And if everyone presses the button, the meeting suddenly ends.
And it becomes an email.
We can also do that for the River Morning Show.
No, I don't want that.
Just thinking. Dinner reservations are so embarrassing. Like, hi, I'm here for my spaghetti appointment.
Make no mistake, it is good to be Santa.
Oh, yeah.
Santa basically makes his own schedule. Mm-hmm. He gets to journey all over the world, even the most remote destinations. And he clearly enjoys his work. You always see him laughing, sharing, smiling.
He's eating everybody's food. You think he's just eating the cookies? Oh, he's right in your pantry, homie. He's taking it all.
Well, there are some occupational hazards of being Santa, so we need to think about him. Thoughts and prayers. Okay. Because, number one, sleigh driving is known to carry a high risk of injury.
Sure.
When you're dealing with wild animals.
That's true.
To a certain degree. It's open air.
Yeah.
And he's flying thousands of feet in the sky at a record pace.
And
that
low.
We know of. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
I've heard things.
It's true.
He's got to land on roofs.
Yeah.
With those hooves.
There's radio towers everywhere. Mm-hmm,
yeah, they got lights, but, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, NORAD does look out for him. You can track Santa.
Right.
Every year, so they do help steer the airplanes away, but everything else, super dangerous. Next, occupational hazards of Santa. Psychological distress. I mean, right now, he's got lower sleep quality, increased unhappiness, associated with worker schedule instability.
He's in the thick of that.
Sure.
I mean, he's got deadlines.
Yeah. Pressure.
And under your tree is the finish line. So there's a lot on him.
It hurts his knee. Do you think he can just use a candy cane to walk around?
It's a big one.
Yeah.
I hope so.
You put that in an enormous cup of hot chocolate.
Right.
Right.
There you go.
We all know from the depictions of Santa in popular media, he suffers from a number of cardiovascular risk factors.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's a big boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just remember, and also,
that type 2 diabetes is a real concern.
It is.
Occupational hazards of being Santa. He works with elves, and elves are, in fact, smaller compared to Santa. So being an outlier in height, weight, and limb length, and other physical characteristics, Santa would likely require a dedicated ergonomic assessment of this shared work environment in order to avoid the health hazard of progressive onset musculoskeletal disorders.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't tell his insurance company.
Basically, this year, you can still put the milk out to help stave off osteoporosis.
Oh.
But maybe substitute the cookies for some celery and a lavender bath bomb, okay? The guy needs some help. Now, there's a lot to wrap your head around when you consider what Christmas really means. You know, there's a lot that was going on. So when you think of it, what amazes you most about Christmas? I mean, the Christmas story, what you read in Luke 2, you know, what really stands out as you consider everything that was going on and what was really happening there?
I'm always intrigued with what wasn't said, and I imagine there's probably a moment where the donkey walked over to the manger to get some hay and was like, what is this? This is not what I ordered.
Where's my grain?
Garcon!
Oh, my word.
You literally ruin everything.
But now you're going to wonder.
Okay, Hannah?
Not that. What I love about the Christmas story is the fact that our God is a king. Mm-hmm. He is the king, the most powerful and mightiest, by the way. And he said, I will come to you as a baby. I will be accessible to my people. I am the king that will get on my knees and wash your feet. Mm-hmm. I am the God that walks with you. And Christmas is just such a beautiful reminder of that.
Yeah, that's way better than mine.
I mean, yours is real. So is Hannah's. I would say for me, it's the shepherds.
Mm-hmm.
The part where they're, you know, off on a hill somewhere. And these are not high-end jobs. You know, throughout the world at that time, shepherds were considered the bottom of the barrel. They were despised.
Wow.
You know, they were outcasts, and you had to do that thing over there, and you're not really allowed to come in here. I mean, like, remember King David from the Old Testament when God's prophet went to David's family and said, I'm anointing a new king from one of your sons.
Mm-hmm.
David's dad lines up all the boys except David.
Mm.
Why? Because he was a shepherd. Left him out there in the field. They don't want him.
He smells like sheep.
Right, exactly. But God came to us, and his announcement by the armies of heaven was to shepherds.
Mm-hmm.
It just lets me know, and it lets you know that you are welcome at his side. You are wanted at his side. No prerequisites, sheep smell or not. Merry Christmas.
Only you can answer. What does there need to be that there is not currently?
Is this like an invention type of thing?
I think so, yes. So I was thinking about this the other day. It would be great if you could have an emoji translator glasses.
What?
So when you made facial expressions, people around you could know exactly what you were thinking.
No.
And then it's like the little ice
dangerous.
Cream.
Yes.
I don't yes.
Ice
that.
Cream.
Oh, okay, well.
You look super into the conversation, but truly you're just thinking about ice cream
yes,
and donuts.
Exactly.
If it meant you got the food item that you were thinking of, I would be okay with
that'd
it.
That'd be
then.
Great. Mm-hmm. What about an infinite sock generator so you can always find
yes.
a matching pair of socks?
Yes, please.
That actually would be amazing.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't exist now, but it would be cool if there was a forget-me-not pillow. So
what's
when you're
that?
Dreaming, it absorbs your dreams, and then you can play it back the next day.
Some of those are scary, though.
Yeah,
but sometimes I only remember the weirdest part of the dream, and I'm like, why did that?
Yeah.
It mm-hmm. made sense at the time, but mm-hmm. I don't know why I could breathe underwater. Without any kind of breathing apparatus. What would you invent, or what would you make, or what do you want there to be that there is not currently? 614-479-1049.
Laundry is the bane of our existence because there are six of us mm-hmm. in our family. So yep. they have, you know, some little machines that will help fold your clothes. They have washers that are dryers also. So they got all that stuff. I'd like to up the ante on this.
Okay.
Okay? So you have one hub. You have a washer dryer combo that also then folds your clothing.
Oh.
And inside your walls, like ductwork, it conveyors your clothes to the proper dresser.
Wow.
That's up against the wall, and it just puts it in the drawer. Folded
that's
and
intense.
Ready. It is intense, but it would save us so many arguments in our house. All my sons are the same size. They're all teenagers. I'm like, whose pants are these? Mine. No, they're mine.
What if it was actually like the old days where a milkman would come to your house and it was just like the laundry man? He's like, here's your laundry. I'll take it away.
I think you can do that.
I know, but I'm talking about like...
This is all
like
encompassing.
Awesome.
I don't need other humans touching my clothes,
that's
okay?
Fair.
I
that's
want
fair.
The machines to do it inside my walls,
that's
please.
Fair.
That's all I want.
What about you, Hannah? What do you want that there is currently not?
I'm trying to figure out a way to say this that doesn't seem like I'm invading people's privacy.
Oh boy, here we go.
Lean in, everyone.
I want whatever Facebook and Google have that listens to people.
You are a creep.
I know, but hear
just
me out.
Just a fly
hear
on
me
the wall.
Let me
I
guess.
Heard. This is why.
You have a white van out front, too,
no!
don't you? Like, jeez.
No!
Come here, child. I've
nobody
got candy.
Ever seems to remember what they actually want for their Christmas gift or birthday or whatnot. But if I could see or know what they've said over the last 6
what
months.
What their Google ads are popping up like, you that actually even want forgot. That toe cream.
Yeah. But I forget what I want as well. I'll be like, one day I'm looking at this really cool water bottle and somebody asked what I want for Christmas. I was like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
So I want what they have.
You can share what you would like to have that currently does not exist. 614-479-1049. Back to Chad's first one. Those glasses, I'm putting them on right now. The emoji above his head is, Hannah, he has created what you want. He wants a donut.
Yeah, where's my donut? Now, maybe you would invent the universal language translator for pets. So Ooh. You knew exactly what your furry friend was trying to ask I you or tell it. You, or they would what? Understand you.
Didn't we see that in Up?
Probably.
Like the dog yes. translator. Squirrel? Yeah, exactly.
Or maybe you'd invent the remote control for life where you could pause, rewind, or maybe it was an instant replay. You're like, what did you just say? Instant replay.
You've been watching old movies. That's an Adam Sandler movie called The Remote.
These are great
click.
Things that
oh,
do.
Click. Thank you. All right, thank you.
These are great things that don't really exist that I wish they would exist. What would you invent or what would you make that currently is not? 614-479-1049. Zach, what is that for you?
So I would probably make like some like shoes that like grow when you like press a button so you could like reach higher things to assure people are already at the North Pole.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yep.
That's... No more help needed to get something off the top
go,
shelf.
Go, gadget shoes.
Yes.
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 I love it. Who needs a step stool when you've got your shoes on?
That's right.
Yeah.
It reminds me of like the pump shoes from the 80s and 90s. Like Reebok had those where you just... You increase the air pressure.
What?
You don't know about pump shoes?
I wasn't born in the 80s.
Zach, do you know about pump shoes?
No.
All right. Here, both of you, take to the internet quick. Go to YouTube. Type in Reebok pump shoes.
I'm scared.
You have homework today. Report back your findings. What would you name the shoes? High top pickup.
It sounds like a Girl Scout cookie.
Right? It's helpful to know that the internet is always there for you to tell you that you're living wrong. matter what you do, you're doing it wrong.
Uh-huh.
And apparently there's a lot of things that we're storing in places in our house that we shouldn't store in that place.
I've been telling my kids about that with their closets for years.
Yes.
Like, that doesn't belong there. That's an Apple core.
Yeah,
that's
a fair point.
Maybe trash, man.
That's actually a better place to keep an Apple core than the bathroom.
Oh, that's
and
true.
There's actually a long list of things that we shouldn't keep in the place of rest in that room.
Something tells me you have a list of things people actually store in their bathroom.
Yes, starting with linens and towels. We shouldn't do that.
Yeah. That's why there are linen closets away from the bathroom.
What if you have a closet in the bathroom, though? We have a linen closet in our bathroom.
Here's the problem, is showers are warm and steamy, especially if you're my wife. She sets the dial to boil.
Yeah.
And then it's like it becomes a steam room.
Great.
The only way. And so it can encourage molding and mildewing those linens and towels absorb the moisture.
So Hannah won because she does not.
Uh-uh. Yep.
I do, so...
medicine for the same reasons. Yep. Even in the medicine cabinet,
you don't store yours in the bathroom.
No, it's like it's in the same linen closet. It has a shelf in the linen closet.
Bad for me. Behind the mirror, the medicine cabinet is where I keep
it. Registry.
Yep. Electronics is one for the same reason. A lot of steam and that will cause issues. Makeups, things that you're going to put on your face later.
Hannah?
What's nice about my place is the linen closet is right beside the bathroom.
That is nice.
So that's just where everything goes.
My electric razor is in the bathroom. I don't have makeup, but my wife does in the bathroom.
Mm. What made it to the list is a very surprising thing. They say anything you would use in the kitchen shouldn't be stored in the bathroom.
Well, sure.
I don't know why you would do that. Why would you be like, I need a spatula. It's right next to the toilet.
No! 'Tis the season for giving. Generosity everywhere. Full hearts and full credit card bills.
Oh, you shouldn't have said that last one.
It's the most wonderful
time. If you're discovered.
I know. So in the season of giving, some balance is needed. One hero is needed to do the taking.
Yeah. Right, because everyone's giving. Yeah.
We'll see. I volunteer's tribute.
A few days ago, we had my niece Elise and my nephew Judah's Christmas concert. Mm. Judah is 6 months old, so he was stuffed into a sheep onesie and looked like a fluffy egg on
stage. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, please. More of this.
Elise is almost three, so she was at least standing upright on stage, but she was more excited that her cousins, my three other nieces and nephews, were in the audience cheering her on.
Yeah, all right. Watch me, look at me, wave at mom and dad.
They were just waving back and forth at each other. It was a cute little concert, exactly what you'd expect. The kids barely sang as the teachers flailed their arms and did a little dance. Just trying to get 30 stunned.
Do you remember when we practiced twice? Yeah. You're three. You should remember everything.
It was amazing. There was not one age group that actually sang the song. The teachers did it all.
I don't even think they know the song.
Yeah, probably. But that's not all. At the end of the concert, we're all in the lobby of this church, and Mason is my 2.5-year-old nephew. I know a lot of names, but hang in with me.
Okay.
And remember, someone has to be the hero of taking this season.
Mm. Yeah.
Mason is a Tasmanian devil.
Yes.
He is a tornado with legs.
Yes.
As most little boys are.
Yes. And as we're all standing around chatting, we look down, and Mason, bright-eyed and mischievous, is holding a red pepper.
What?
A red pepper with a big 2-year-old bite taken out of it.
Oh, no. Where was this program at again?
Church was holding a food drive.
No!
For families in need for Christmas. And Mason said, "That's enough generosity. This pepper is my free food. He took from the needy and he stole from Jesus."
If you want to have the best Christmas ever, there are three tips that I would share with you.
Oh.
Consider the source. I don't believe anything.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you be the judge of that, I guess.
Okay. All right, fine.
Normally you are. Here we are. Tip number one, forget the past. You can't change it. Mm. It happened. It is important to your story, but it doesn't impact your future. How you started is not how you end.
Wow. So, that's a great start.
Forget the past.
Love this. All right.
My heart threw three sizes just now.
Hmm.
Don't worry about the future. Sure, make plans, move forward. But where you're going isn't always up to us. The Bible tells us that man makes his plans, but God directs his steps.
Yeah, for sure.
So walk with God, and there you go. That'll be the best way forward. And lastly, forget the present.
What's going on?
Because I didn't get either of you one. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like I said, consider the source.
Hey, you're invited to listen to the recording of this podcast live.
How? Where?
It's simple. You can share every weekday morning with Josh, Chad, and Hannah on 104.9 The River in Columbus, Ohio, or online at riverradio.com.